This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight, right here as we broadcast on my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody that's working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially America's truckers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe and Gab the same way. On Parler, it's at The Captain's America. And our Twitter feed is at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, too, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Now, joining us right now for hour number two, we've got the professor of politics from California, IA, Kyle Warren. Good morning again, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Time to say the pledge for a second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, how do we unwoke the woke corporations?
Good question. They are following, I think, along a path that they believe is going to, number one, kind of protect them from exposure to the wrath of the woke culture itself. Basically,
it's like the mob back in the day when people paid money for protection.
Right. Yeah. So, in other words, they are definitely afraid. Yeah. That they're going to be called out, that somehow their product is going to be called this or that, and it's, you know, something immutable to the product, and they will be declared some bad thing.
I've got an idea here, and I think I know how to beat them at their own game. It's long past time, in my opinion, for Republicans to call their bluff. Now, as you can tell by the above comments that we've made, Kyle and I just made a couple minutes ago, these people are laughing at us while we help keep them in business, because there's more direct example of this than the many tax breaks and subsidies these companies and sports teams, I might add, enjoy at the behest of red state taxpayers. Now, furthermore, it was the Republicans who fought to lower the corporate tax rate, giving these companies a boon of savings over the last several years. So here's what I'm thinking, Kyle. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
If these companies are going to mock and spit on Republicans who have had their back against the left-wing incursions, then it's time to stop having their back. Now, how often do we see some head of a giant corporation saying they'd be glad to pay more in taxes in the squeeze of the mainstream media? Well, all the while they're figuring that it's actually not going to happen because, after all, the GOP will stop any tax hikes, right?
Oh, right.
So let's give them their wish. Mitch McConnell should get on the phone right away today, call up Joe Biden, and say he's got a deal on raising the corporate tax rate as long as it's only on the Fortune 500 companies. Follow me so far?
Oh, yeah.
Not the little guys. Leave the small and moderate-sized businesses that are currently being squeezed by these behemoths out of it altogether. Let the woke virtue signaling amongst us, see what it's really like to live under unfettered democratic rule and high taxes. What do you think?
Well, it seems like there would be something to that in the sense of, again, withdrawing the evergreen sort of protection, as it were, at least in concept and theory, that the GOP or Republicans traditionally give to companies. Because people in the conservative movement or Republicans, basically, they value hard work. They value success. They value the idea that if you can make a better mousetrap, then you deserve to profit from it. But if it's all going to come back onto the people, well, who knows? Maybe it's a turnabout is fair play here.
Now, most Americans support raising the minimum wage, just not to $15, and I'll explain. Democrats in Congress want, of course, to raise the hourly minimum wage to $15, but while most Americans support increasing the minimum, which is currently $7.25 an hour, they halt at the proposals and balk about the fact that they might more than double it.
Yep.
So what we're looking at here is $10, $12, and then maybe bringing up gradually a dollar a year for the next 3, 4, 5 years, whatever. But 48% of American adults believe that raising the hourly minimum wage would help the U.S. economy, up from 42% 2 years ago. But in the meantime, 33% think raising the minimum wage will hurt the American economy, while 10% say it'll have no impact, while 9% don't have an opinion at all. So the majority of the company actually supports raising the minimum wage, just not to $15 an hour.
Well, no, because I think that they inherently sense that there would be such a shock to the system and that it would actually cost so many jobs because they go to automation overnight.
Let me tell you what I saw yesterday in my local dollar store. I like to go into the dollar store. They've got different things I can have, and, yeah, it costs a buck. You go in there and you spend a buck, you get what you want, and out the door you go. They now have an automated cash register there, an automated where you go up there and you put your stuff down, use your credit card, and boom, you're done, and out the door you go.
Right.
They never had that.
Right, exactly.
So you see what they're planning on.
Well, yeah, exactly. What happens is that because usually there will be a person who's being paid to be there to ring you up.
There would be three cashiers operating, and now there's only one in that machine.
Yep. And so that's exactly what's happening.
So that's what you get, folks. Somebody lost their job as a result of this, and it's gone automated. Think about that. Think about that. It's coming. All right. We're coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Well, I think I will, Mr. Announcer Guy. Now, folks, in the times that we're now living in, somebody does need to give you a break. And with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 put right in the palm of your hand when you get your windshield replaced after you tell them that I sent you, me, moi, the Captain, Matt Bruce. Now, they'll handle the insurance claim. They'll come to your home or office to get the job done, and you get a lifetime warranty, a brand new windshield, and $100 put right in the palm of your hand at the time of the service. So, in Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, and other surrounding areas, they're ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. Just give them a call at 813-96-GLASS, 813-96-GLASS. Tell them the Captain sent you, and you get $100 put in the palm of your hand. And Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
Gotta love that instant repush there, right there. Okay. All right. Well, here we go. The COVID situation is still fluent. We're hearing about the variant. And the CDC director yesterday warned Michigan that it's time to close things down again. Michigan.
Yes. This is coming on the heels of the governor there saying that, stop youth sports for a couple of weeks, stop indoor dining for at least a couple of weeks. But now this is a much more serious communication from the CDC director, Dr. Walensky, that they should begin shutting down. And as you mentioned, Captain, the key word there is variant. We're not talking about basically the so-called normal COVID-19 virus. This is the variant, I believe the British variant in this case.
Well, we know that Michigan, the governor of Michigan, asked for more vaccines.
I think she was turned down because they're trying to distribute it in an equal fashion to everybody, not just one particular case. But you would think if you've got an area like Michigan where they have a problem that you might want to get more in there and get more people vaccinated. That's just me talking about what do I know?
Well, yeah, and this goes back to the Biden administration, one would think, as well.
Is a Democratic governor.
It's a Democrat governor, fully supported Joe Biden, et cetera, et cetera. But again, and one of Joe Biden's big claim to fame, as we've seen even in the polling to a great degree, is handling COVID. Well, here's your chance. Go handle COVID in Michigan.
And I'll tell you who agrees with what I just said in that, and I didn't even know that because it's a news story I just spotted. It was the former Food and Drug Administration commissioner under Donald Trump, namely Scott Gottlieb, said that resources should be surged into the coronavirus hotspots like Michigan.
Well, right. Hasn't President Biden at one time or another talked about this is like a war? It's a war. We're fighting, that kind of thing. And and that's exactly what you do in wartime. You have to figure out where your resources need to go in order to fight the enemy. And this is that kind of thing.
Yeah, and again, this kind of goes back to what we were talking about earlier with it appears in some cases that Joe Biden is hoping that things don't get better.
This is a weird, weird thing because obviously the Democrat big government mentality, enjoys, for lack of a better term, the notion that a lot more people, a lot more business is just going to be dependent on government either for regular checks, or PPA loans, this kind of thing.
What we're going to hear?
What's that?
Remember this lady?
I got Obama phone.
We're going to hear that lady on steroids going, I got my check, I got my bond check, I got my bond check.
Well, right, because, again, the whole idea of trying to open up is inherently a conservative idea, only because, people need to make a living. They want to be self-sufficient.
But that's how you get herd immunity.
Well, exactly right. Exactly right. And so even in California, we're seeing more and more people opening up. I can attest California freeways are once again, have lots and lots of traffic on them. People want to get out. They actually want to go places. Yeah.
All right. Well, before we talk about court packing, we've got a caller on the line. I think I know who this is. Is this Mel in Saratoga Springs?
Yes. Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Kyle. Yes. My question is, to you, Captain, is don't these businesses in these states, don't they have a business association? I know what we have down here in Saratoga, the Downtown Businessmen Association. Why don't these associations sue these governors with these unlawful edicts?
Well,
because
they should. They should. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure this out. You're paying dues. I don't know whether you pay dues to these business associations.
Yeah, it's not a lot of money. It's a couple hundred dollars or something like that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. Oh, right. Okay. But they're supposed to represent you. And why don't they get to, or the businesses get together and sue the associations and sue?
Yeah.
I just don't understand. Why keep taking this abuse? But anyway, Captain, that was what I was asking. Why can't they?
Thank you. Okay, Kyle, what do you think? You know who I'm talking about? Well, let me give you an example. Lakewood Ranch Businessmen's Association, or Business Association, LWRBA is their initials. And then we've got one here, Southwest Tampa Business Association. They're a group. They've got a lot of people that are involved, a lot of different organizations. They pay whatever they pay, $100, $150, $200 to be a member. Take that whole group and just turn around and sue for their rights. And, why are you doing this to us?
Well, right. Well, of course, just about every single thing that's been done under the COVID-19 emergency has been part of what collectively would be a public health emergency declared local or federal government.
Yeah.
And so when they do that, that actually expands their power greatly.
Right.
And so what we see, of course, the old adage, absolute power corrupts absolutely. Well, they don't want to give it back anytime soon.
Yeah. Now, something here about the court and the court packing, the Supreme Court. Mitch McConnell slammed Joe Biden over his commission to study the court packing. He says the far left controls them. Well, yeah, the Politburo controls them. Remember, we've joked about that?
Oh, sure, yes.
Yeah, and Biden's claims that he's formed a bipartisan commission to study packing the Supreme Court strikes us as laughable on two points, because a 3-to-1 ratio, liberals to conservatives, 3 times more liberals than conservatives, that's bipartisan?
Well, it's kind of like some of the polls we saw back during the campaign and so forth. But, yeah, because it's weighted a whole different way. But I'll tell you this, they have no intention of going out and studying packing the Supreme Court if they don't already have some kind of foregone conclusion that they would want to get to. And they'll come out and they'll have all these great reasons. Well, the justices will get super old and now we've got to change them. But I'll tell you this. They would never have gone for something like this while Ruth Bader Ginsburg was alive, because they wanted her to hang on. Would have wanted her to retire, maybe, under Obama.
And here's what Donald Trump had to say yesterday through his Save America PAC. He released a press release. It says, wouldn't it be ironic if the Supreme Court of the United States, after showing that they didn't have the courage to do what they should have done on the great presidential election fraud of 2020, was packed with the same people by radical left Democrats, who they're so afraid of. Now, they would be so pathetically defended in not hearing from the election fraud case. Now there's a very good chance that they'd be deluded and moved throughout the court system so they can see how the lower courts work, with many new justices added to the court, far more than what's been reported. And there's also a good chance that they'd be term limited, which means that we had 19 states go before the Supreme Court who were shockingly not allowed to be heard. Believe it or not, the President of the United States was not allowed to be heard based on no standing. Not based on the facts, and that's a fact, too. Now, the court wouldn't rule on the merits of the great election fraud, including the fact that the local politicians and judges, not state legislatures, made major changes to the election, which is in total violation of the United States Constitution. Absolutely true. Now, our politically correct Supreme Court will get what they deserve, an unconstitutionally elected group of radical left Democrats who are destroying our country with leaders like Mitch McConnell. They are helpless to fight. He didn't fight for the presidency. He won't fight for the court. If and when this happens, I hope the justices remember the day they didn't have the courage to do what they should have done for America. That's from Donald Trump.
Wow. Wow. And you know, Captain, as you like to mention a lot in these kinds of cases, we talk about the fundamental transformation of America.
That's what it is.
Something that Obama had talked about. And so they are coming for all these different institutions, and they want it to look like it's like normal or okay with the election, but now going after the courts. This is big time stuff.
Yep. And again, folks, and Kyle and I will be right back. Keep in mind, this is the fundamental transformation of America. This is Cloward Piven. The Cloward Piven strategy started back in the early 1960s. It actually started before then, but Cloward and Piven got involved in it during the 1960s. They are still trying to do. They've never given up, and they're succeeding little by little, chipping away. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A curfew has been instituted in the Minneapolis area as protesters clashed with police for a second night following the fatal shooting of a black man during a traffic stop in Brooklyn Center. Police said Monday that the shooting of 20-year-old Dante Wright during a struggle with police was accidental, as the officer involved mistakenly drew her handgun instead of her taser. Hundreds gathered outside the Brooklyn Center Police Department Monday night. Police moved to disperse the crowds after protesters reportedly threw bottles, fireworks, bricks, and other projectiles at officers. And President Biden met with a group of Republican lawmakers Monday, trying to garner their support for his infrastructure package. He says he's ready to talk about how to pay for his more than $2 trillion proposal.
I'm prepared to negotiate as to how the extent of my infrastructure project, as well as how we pay for it. But if we get into a serious conversation about how to do that.
This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com. Or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, this is Brooke from Brooke Talks America, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt.
All righty, and guess what? You're going to have a real surprise down there tonight in Bradenton at the Tea Party Manatee 12th anniversary. Brooke from Brooke Talks America is going to be there, along with Colonel Jim. So you get a chance to meet both of them right there at my table. And I'll be down there with my affiliate salesperson, Rebecca, and we'll have the AM930 tablecloth, not the usual AM860, because that's down there where my affiliate is, AM930, the answer. So you'll be seeing me there. In that capacity. Now, this portion of the program is brought to us by our friends that do the XP stem cell patch. And I'll tell you what, I'm one of those people that's been wearing that from time to time for my back problem that I've got. And it seems to be working for me. So let's listen to what they have to say. Coming right up.
Hi, folks. It's the Captain here. I want you to check out the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders, and tell them the Captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
Now, Kyle, Mr. Harvey Weinstein, the movie producer, right?
Oh, yeah, yep.
He's fighting extradition from New York to Los Angeles, where I guess he's serving 20 to 25 years or something like that in New York, right?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, his lawyer says he's almost blind and he's missing a whole bunch of teeth and he really can't travel.
Well, you know, this guy is a real, you know what, and... you know, I think they're going to extradite him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because he committed crimes in California.
That's right.
Yep.
So they're going to. Yeah. So, yeah. So it is what it is for that. They can argue however they want, but there's a trail of women that are just in his wake. This is a horrible, horrible thing.
Now, viewers were left a bit in shock after the CNN host, the little short fat guy, Brian Stetler.
Yeah.
Complained about Fox News hosts and their COVID vaccination and the fact that they're not telling anyone whether they've been vaccinated or not. Now, I watched the Greg Gutfeld show for about 15 minutes last night, and it just so happens that this little article was in there, and he says, it's none of your damn business.
Well, right.
That's what he told Stetler. He says, Brian Stetler, it's none of your damn business whether I've had a shot or not.
That's exactly right. That it is a private thing, it's a medical decision. Although so many people are recommending it, certainly many top doctors are recommending it, and a lot of people around the country, millions and millions have gone and got the shot.
Well, remember, little Dr. Fauci is telling you right now that even if you had a shot, well, maybe you really shouldn't be going out to eat indoors.
Well, again,
maybe you shouldn't be associating with all those people. I mean, come on, give me a break.
Well, this is talk about mixed messages. What's going to happen, what is happening, I think, Captain, is that people are going to say, well, why should I go get the shot? You know, I don't want a side effect, number one. And number two, even if I get a shot, I'm not going back to normal. I can't go do normal things. That's the message Fauci's sending.
I am absolutely done listening to Dr. Fauci.
Well, right, because he always changes and so forth. And unfortunately, he's been anointed as somehow the only one person who could ever tell us.
And here's my exclamation mark to it. All right, that's my exclamation mark to it.
That's right. Tom Petty said it so well.
Yep. I won't back down. All right, now let's do a little NASCAR report here. You ready?
I'm ready.
I got me a little NASCAR report, so here I go. Now, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, folks, they are definitely trying to do what they can to get the vaccine into the white conservative hands. So the White House is going to reach to them, their white conservatives, on COVID via NASCAR and country music. So you NASCAR folks are going to see a whole bunch of advertising done there when you get to the racetrack, and the country music folks are going to see it and hear it on the country music stations because they're trying to get the people in white conservative America, and they did. This is their words, not mine. I'm using their words, white conservatives, to get the COVID shots.
Well, that's right, and I think they're going to be putting these public service announcements also on the
deadliest. I think they're wasting their money.
Well, but those evidently will be on the deadliest catch, too, as well as CMT. But, you know, Captain, right before the election, didn't Vice President or then-candidate Kamala Harris say, you know, she wasn't too sure about the shot because unless Dr. Fauci told her it was okay. You know, the Democrats were sowing dissension and worry about the COVID vaccine before the election because it served their purposes. And now, suddenly, I guess it's okay because Fauci said it was okay, I guess.
Yeah. Now, here's one for you. Federal workers are being offered paid leave. You got that so far? Paid leave?
Yep.
Plus extra pay to take care of migrant children down on the border.
Wow. Well, again, this is an unprecedented surge of people coming across the border. I think the Biden administration, even though this also serves their purpose in a very weird and twisted way of overloading the system, as we've talked about. So, but they're finding, of course, that yes, they've got a lot of logistical need, but here comes, you know. Now we've got extra money for going and doing that now, I guess.
All right. Now, I got a little I'm going to make the comment first, and then I'm going to make another comment on top of this. Chris Christie, former governor of New Jersey, right?
Yes.
He's turned into a Biden attack dog right now in the early days of the administration. I mean, he's going after Joe Biden like it's nobody's business, right?
Yep.
Is he auditioning for 2024?
Well, it's a real possibility. This is a marathon, though. It's certainly not a sprint. So what's even happening right now is not necessarily an indicator, but those who are serious about it,
They're building it every day. They're building it step by step. And like I said, it's a marathon.
And you know who actor Vin Diesel is, right?
Oh, yeah. Big action guy.
All the Fast and Furious movies.
Yep.
Well, his neighbor allegedly called out the actor to fix the abusive display. That's the words, abusive display of his 12 private security guards.
Wow. Well, that is pretty interesting. I don't know. These are deployed around his home, I would suppose.
I imagine he's got armed security because of what he does, and he wears a lot of bling and all that stuff. I got no problem with that. I'd be honored to have the guy living in my neighborhood.
Yeah, and especially if you can do this kind of thing and do it discreetly and yet have it may be effective, you know. And also what that does, it actually creates the air in your neighborhood that, hey, somebody's watching. You know, don't come here and try to do something weird.
Yeah, now Bill de Blasio, Mayor Bill de Blasio of New York, is questioning the use of the no-knock warrants that are being reviewed. As to cases that were done where they've had instances where people were arrested by mistake and people have been shot by mistake for resisting arrest and whatnot. And Mayor de Blasio said, well, this is something we must reevaluate now.
Well, but by the same token, though, if you have, you know, real criminal elements that you're trying to go and arrest on a warrant, do you want to knock on the door and say, hey, guess what? It's the police. You want to come out for a minute? You know, we've got some clipboards out here. I mean, if that doesn't work.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And pushing a Kentucky New Deal, there's a candidate by the name of Booker, not to be confused with Cory Booker, who's moving towards challenging Senator Rand Paul. Good luck.
Yes, good luck is right. You know, for Rand Paul is able to hold his own pretty well, and especially nowadays. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be a tough road.
And I'm going to wrap up the segment with this. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Biden's dog Major, the biting German Shepherd, is going to get additional training to help with this White House transition.
Yeah, that's what we hear, because he had bit another person and this kind of thing.
Twice?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And so he's definitely going to get something. He's a 3-year-old German Shepherd. And I guess they can be a little, they can be kind of, a pawful, that's for sure.
Well,
you know.
Dogs are like people. They follow the lead of their people. And if there's apprehension there, or they can sense some sort of insecurity or something like that, they react to that and they become very defensive.
That's right, yeah. So, and we never had problems with Barney, you know, at all. So, yeah.
Yeah, so there you go. Now, folks, tonight I want to remind everybody that I'm going to be down in Bradenton at the Tea Party Manatee 12th birthday celebration. It starts at 6 o'clock, goes till 8. Get there about 5:15, 5:30. Take advantage of the free potluck food they're going to have there and make a contribution, help them out. And we're going to have, pardon me, Sam Sorbo there as one of the speakers, Trevor Loudon, and yours truly. Can't wait to see the folks down there tonight, Bradenton, Sarasota. Stop on by. It's 2 hours. We're not going to keep you long. And I'll be right back with more and Kyle Warren, too.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission, and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Speaking of Uptown girls, there she is, Donna Fiducia, our Uptown Jersey girl, found her way down to Georgia. And now she and her husband, Don, have got a horse ranch down there in Carrollton, Georgia. Up there, I should say, for me, down there for her, coming from New York and Jersey. And, by the way, she was the first traffic copter reporter, female girl, up there for the Howard Stern Show. She was up there flying around in a helicopter doing her traffic reports when she first started a long time ago on Radidio. But anyway, and this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J. Don't forget, they are the largest truck stop in the country. Give them a stop, see what you can do, and join the Drivers Club and get you some points for buying the fuel and the food and the supplies that you need there in the store. Now, we're going to do a little bebopping here, modern style. And this is something that we had requests for, so here we go.
Go. Do 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 do
do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do myself, I'm so pretty, I'm too hot. Call the police and the fireman.
ya. Ooh, girl, sit your hallelujah. Ooh, cause Uptown Funk don't give it to ya. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to ya. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to ya. Saturday night and we in the spot. Don't believe me, just watch.
No, it's a little Bruno Mars, Uptown Funk, and that's by request again. We had somebody want me to play that, so we did. And Kyle, I don't know, what are you doing, rocking around the table?
Well, I really am. No, I'm sitting here drumming everything I can think of.
We probably have Jeff and Sarasota down there doing a dance around the breakfast table.
Probably so.
Yeah, so there you go. All righty, well, here we go. We're going to get into the weather here because we have had a little bit of a change since the last hour, and we'll get into that. Now, obviously, right now, organized severe thunderstorms are possible across parts of southwestern Texas and southeastern Oklahoma today with a threat for very large hail, damaging wind gusts. They did have some winds yesterday, straight line winds of 70 miles an hour. Now, elevated to critical fire weather conditions are forecast Tuesday from southern Nevada to the Four Corners region, and then Wednesday and Thursday centered over the Four Corners region, and who knows what could happen there. Meantime, we do have Alberta Clipper, up in the north on the Canadian border across parts of Montana, all of North Dakota, and parts of Minnesota. Take it away, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, we have a winter storm watch tonight along I-80. This is going to be in the Laramie, Wyoming area, all the way up through until Elk Mountain. So be careful if you're coming across there. We've also got, as you mentioned, Captain, up in the northeastern corner of Montana, a winter weather advisory there. But the rest of the map is a lot of this is going to be wind and fire watch weather tonight. Wind advisory north of Missoula. Wind advisory in northern Idaho, north of encompassing Coeur d'Alene. Blowing dust advisory, this in northern Washington along I-90, the Moses Lake area. You have that to contend with tonight. High wind warning coming down Highway 395, Bishop, Lone Pine, Big Pine in California, all throughout the California High Desert, Mojave Desert, as well Interstate 15 through Las Vegas, fire weather warning southern Utah, high wind watch and near Logan, Ogden, and Salt Lake City, and as you mentioned, Captain, in Colorado, New Mexico, Arizona, and the southeastern quadrant of Utah, we have that fire weather warning going on tonight.
Now, something has just showed up here in, Mississippi and the western part of Alabama. If you're headed towards Hattiesburg, Mississippi, up off I-10, and going north up, US 49, there is an area where they have a flash flood watch right now, but a lot of the little, rivers in there are over their banks from all the rain that they've had, in the last, several days. So be careful there. And that's, right along the, Mississippi-Louisiana border over towards Hattiesburg, that little short stretch in there. So be very careful in that area. If you see standing water, never drive through it. Just assume that you can't tell how deep it is. So there you go. Now, I'm going to take a look at the snow real quick here. All across the northern part of North Dakota, I-90 to the north of I-90 all the way to Canada, you've got snow into the northwestern corner of Minnesota as well. 1 to 2 inches of general dusting. Some areas could have 3 to 4 inches today. Got wind coming out of Rapid City, South Dakota. And other than that little patch of weather we're telling you about down there in I-10 in Mississippi around Hattiesburg, that's about it for the day. And Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tonight.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. We appreciate him very much, and we're going to go right from the frying pan into the fire, so to speak, with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. That's FoundersCode.com. Well, we had another night of chaos over there in Minnesota, 40 people arrested. I watched the state police get in there. The local police didn't do this. The state police got in there, mixed it up, and it got a little bit rough for a little bit there, and they made 40 arrests.
Well, we had BLM protests in several cities.
Yes.
Including
New York and Brooklyn, they shut down the highway.
So this needs to be understood that there's still a very large coordination, collaboration effort across the country.
Correct.
So it isn't just about Minneapolis.
And I wonder how these people feel about their guiding light, the group's co-founder, Patrice Kahn-Kullers, who spent about $7.5 million to buy two very fancy homes out there in California. Obviously, Black Lives Matter money, they got between $90 and $100 million when they fleeced the CEOs of the major companies here a year and a half, 2 years ago. I wonder how they feel about her spending their money.
Well, she's actually bought several mansions. One in Georgia, in Conyers, just suburb of Atlanta. So, I mean, it's certainly more than one. But the bigger question, too, is that Black Lives Matter's donations go to Act Blue. So I think some harder looks need to be made at Act Blue as well.
Was that Kamala Harris? Was she involved with them?
Well, Act Blue was launched under the Obama administration, so,
Okay, all right, because Kamala wasn't the one that did the bailing out of the people, was it?
No, that was the Minneapolis fund, so I'm sure that fund will kick in after the arrest from last night.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's certainly, there's a concerted effort, you can see it out there across the country. And it's been there for the past several years, and all they did was get on the telephone, and when all these people started showing up in Brooklyn Center, all they did was get on the phone and say, hey, you over in Minneapolis? Yeah, we'll bring the crew over here. And that's pretty much what they've done, and we're going to see more of that, I think.
Yes.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Now, that's her website. Go there and take a look at all the different things that she does, FoundersCode.com. Sign up for her daily sit reps, and you'll find out what's going on. And I'll be right back with more.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.